Hey friends, it's the 4th of December, and a couple days ago I talked to you about praying for God's will, and then I followed it up yesterday with talking about praying persistently. Today, I want to encourage you to pray a bold prayer. And here's what we're going to do with this. Let me ask you a question. What do you need most today? What do you need most today? What is the one thing, if you had to pick one thing to pray to God about that you need most, what is it? Some of you've already got that in your mind. It came instantly to you because it's already weighing on you today. Some of you need healing. You need physical healing. For you need physical healing, or you need mental healing, healing of your mind, or you need emotional healing. Some of you, the heaviest thing on you today is that you need financial relief. For some of you need protection. Some of you need restoration in a relationship. Some of you need the will to stop a pattern of sin in your life, a specific sin that just seems to entangle you and bring you down, a foothold that the enemy has in your life. Some of you, your greatest need today is the will to stop a habit that hurts your witness or that hurts yourself, your temple, your body that God's given you. And I know there's other things, but those are some of the main things that I know that some of you must be thinking right now that you need. And today, I want to focus on that one thing. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Many of you have a time of need right now. That need is now, and you know what that need is. And I'd like to take that need to God's throne of grace today with you, with confidence. Let's pray. Lord, there are heavy things on the hearts of my friends today. There are worries, there are challenges, there are sicknesses, there are sin issues. There are forgiveness issues. Lord, our hearts are heavy in this one area. And today I want to come to your throne room with confidence. And I want to ask what it says in Hebrews 4, that you would provide mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. Lord, what we're asking is that you would help us. Give us what we need in this area, Lord. You know what the need is, but Lord, you like when we come to you specifically and persistently in prayer, and you like when we come to you boldly in prayer. So give me mercy and grace in this time of need. Calm our hearts, Lord, and give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen.